Queer.
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 It is Portugal's Edith 102.1.
For the very first time in the Queer Radio studio, we have Adam Schra. Welcome, and thank you very much for coming in to see us tonight, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Adam, you are part of the collective that is putting on Saturday week the People's Pride Protest Party, which is a lot of P's, and I have to say it very carefully, or otherwise it'll be a really bad tongue twister. Please give us some background to the collective that's putting on the People's Pride Protest Party.
The collective is comprised of a diverse group of queer, LGBTIQ, and queer-friendly people, a lot of accomplished artists, producers, performance artists, organisers and campaigners, as well as queer elders who feel a bit marginalised by the gay stream, pride and, for that matter, Mardi Gras spaces that are offered to us.
So the people behind this sound like it's from a fairly diverse group of people. What is the real issue with Brisbane Pride? Because your event will be on the same time as the Brisbane Pride Festival Fair Day on Saturday, 23rd of September, in another part of the city. Is it simply because you are feeling that this is too commercialised, it's too white, gay, male, it's too queer eye for the straight guy, all of that sort of stuff?
Well, for me personally, first of all, I need to say that my personal views and opinions are my own, and everyone in People's Pride is perfectly free and has the same degree of equality to express their opinion. So my opinion is I am an Aboriginal queer. I identify as Kunga, which in our language means sister. I don't accept the identity constructs offered to me by the gay stream. I've always felt marginalised by the gay stream, and I didn't originally, as a homeless gay teen in Sydney who was raised by a lot of drag queens and creatives from the age of 14, I went to the streets and the queer and alternative community to find a sense of home and belonging. And I was raised by a lot of 78ers too, so...
And the 78ers are the people who marched on the very first Mardi Gras in Sydney, which was June 78, which was a protest march, and everyone was arrested.
It was, and I've also been a victim of police brutality, and from a black and a queer perspective, and therefore a black queer perspective, we're very mindful of the state-endorsed violence that is perpetrated against us and against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and how that marginalises further black LGBTIQ people in the gay stream space. So I left the gay stream about 20 years ago. I made the conscious decision to find an alternative community outside of it. I don't agree with the entire setup. I don't agree with separatism. I actually like to be around women. I defer to the power of woman. I find the cisgendered male white privilege that I experience in the space and the examples of that privilege that seem to be determined through an American and European context quite offensive. I'm not a body boy. I don't really care about all that. And I think that's evident in the current program for marriage equality, which is not about marriage equality. It's about same-sex marriage. And it continues to marginalise the most marginalised in our community, transgender and intersex people, especially transgender people of colour who historically led the Stonewall riot, who we owe, I think, many cisgendered people the rights they enjoy today, take for granted the fact that those rights, people were beaten and died for those rights. And there's a distinct history of violence against LGBTIQ people here in Queensland, which existed under the Bjelke-Petersen era, which I experienced firsthand on the streets of the valley here when I was 17, up here hairdressing. So from a lot of our perspective, we don't agree with these constructs. We don't agree with the identity constructs. We don't agree with the separatism. I don't like the fact that I am objectified in white gay or male spaces, and that I have to segregate myself to go into queer spaces to enjoy life.
We're speaking with Adam Sharar from the People's Pride Protest Party, which is on Saturday, 23rd of September. It's 25 past 10. You're on Queer Radio at Triple Z 102.1 FM with Blair, Liam and Sharon.
So, Adam, I want to ask you quickly a few questions. I don't know if you know my history, and I'll be quite upfront. I used to be on the Brisbane Pride Festival committee, so I've actually been part of putting on Brisbane Pride Festival, and I was very actively involved in making sure that it was held at New Farm Park, because beforehand it wasn't. It was over at Musgrave Park, where you guys are having your event years and years and years ago. And it moved from there because we were having issues with the police of all the people that we were having issues with. And I guess we've worked so much with the police and with other organisations that we now have the support of both the local, national and federal members in Brisbane to be able to put on Pride Festival as it's been for the last, I think, 3 years, 4 years, if I've lost count, since I was on the committee. And I guess the reason I put forward myself, why don't we have it at New Farm Park, was so that it would be closer to the city centre, closer to the gay area of Brisbane, which is where I grew up, well before the days I knew that I was part of the LGBT community. My question to you is, why run your event on the very same day as Pride Festival, where now, as a member of our community, I feel torn, because I want to go to the event you guys are putting on, but that means that I can't go to the event that I've supported for years. And honestly, if it wasn't for Pride Festival being there in my time, I wouldn't be here now. I needed somewhere to go where I felt included. And I know that that's what you guys are trying to do. And I was there when people were saying, we want it to be free. We want it to be free. And I sat there at those meetings fighting every time I went into a meeting.
Well, clearly they didn't listen to you, because it's not free.
Well, no. And the reason, for those who are listening who don't know that the Pride Festival's not free, is because they've got to pay to put it on.
And just,
how are you guys doing it?
If I can just jump in there and say...
We are doing it all voluntarily, if you allow me to answer your question.
If I could just clarify a point. The Brisbane Pride Festival Fair Day is a ticketed event.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay. Well...
How do you guys get to do it for free?
Because we all volunteer. We all volunteer our expertise.
But don't you have to pay for fencing and stuff like that?
May I actually answer your question, if I might have space to answer your question? I get that. I hear you, that you worked in Pride. I also volunteered for the AIDS Council. I survived the first wave of the AIDS epidemic in Sydney and was very active in community, and I too have a long history of contributing to gay stream spaces. We are offering an alternative that is free.
Yeah, I get that.
Because many of our queer, marginalised people, especially transgender, intersex, Aboriginal and TSI queers, are poor. They live below the poverty line, including sex workers. Let's talk about sex workers. Let's talk about the queer and disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So we want a free event. We want it free from the corporate interest that once marginalised us, once excluded us, that now brand us. I find that completely offensive. I also find it offensive that political parties are given space in this, especially when they have had more than enough opportunity to pass marriage equality across the board, not just cisgendered married equality between same-sex couples. Julia Gillard had that chance. She caved into the political right. Mm-hmm. True?
Yeah, look, they all did.
Turnbull's doing the same.
I
also do not agree with the plebiscite.
No, me neither.
I know